right, Mississippi Sid.
Hello, Dominique.
Dominique, before we get started, when's the repast? And where's it going to be held?
Damn, Tom. My God.
Wow.
Well, Tom, you know we ain't had no life insurance, so that's still up in the air. We meeting about it today.
Passing the bucket for
passing the bucket around. Ooh. And it's going to be a closed casket, so ain't no need in rushing up there. Ain't going to be nothing but some pictures and some candlelight vigils. So ain't no sense right though. You can look at the body. The casket going to be closed. We thinking about cremation, Tom. So, you know, we don't really know if we're going to have no service.
And can you have it at the Staples Center? Now, the Clippers are still in it and winning. You don't want all that dead stuff.
Well, we might have it when they in Memphis. So they still have it. I mean, they winning right now, but it's our arena. Let's keep it real. The Clippers don't have no statue in front of the Staples Center. People getting this thing twisted. I mean,
well,
we got Molly Walk.
You gonna bring the bodies in there anyway, huh, Dominique?
Yeah. Hey, we got Molly Walk, but I mean, we do have a good pedigree going.
Okay, so what team you going with now in the playoffs? Whose bandwagon you going on?
I'm thinking about it. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm looking around. I'm searching for a new home for the playoffs. I'm searching for a new church home for the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't know yet. I'm looking around. I don't want to just jump to Miami, even though I enjoyed the beach. I'm looking and seeing, you know, what the Knicks going to do and that kind of thing. I'm checking it out.
Okay.
But, you all know, right. I don't know when the service is going to be out, Tom. I'll let y'all know, though.
Let us know. Let us know.
Be no speaking, only just no speaking. Just come in, view the pictures and stuff and walk out. Keep your comments to yourself. We done heard enough. Talking. I know Dwight Howard a bum. You ain't got to call me and tell me about it.
A bum, huh?
Oh, he a push pop if I ever seen
one.
Who in the hell getting Molly whopped and get ejected? Cause he in a skirt, Tom. He a term. He wearing a, see if you know it, he wearing a skirt. Sitting up there, big old goofy beetle head, just get put out, you get mollywopped. You supposed to play to the death. You don't get ejected. Maybe in the last few seconds of the fourth quarter, throw a chair or something like Bobby Knight. But other than that, you supposed to sit there and take it. Kobe sat there. I know his ankle was throbbing the whole time he was sitting there. I know he said, good God, from a dying world. This is crazy right here. We got Molly Wop, so I'm trying to see. I'm going to kick somebody else.
Okay.
I really am. I don't know you. I'll let you know. I'm still mourning. This thing new, Tom. I mean, I hear it.
Okay.
In a better place. That's
In the news, Tyra Banks says that she needs to have a baby. She I guess that clock is ticking so loud you can barely hear what she's saying.
Like 60 minutes.
It's ticking loud.
That's like Big Ben.
She pushing the panic button, see? You know what I mean? Calm down. You only 40 years old. It's too early to start bucket listing and calm down. She already picking a bucket list. Slow you roll her. I never heard my bylaw. If my biological clock was, I didn't hear. I babysit too much. I cut that off a long time ago. I realized sometimes you got to be an auntie and a godmama because I just, she's rushing. And then what she's saying don't even make sense. If I don't have a baby, I'm a failure. What are you talking about? If you with the life you done had, if you don't have a baby and you a failure, I wouldn't want to be your child. You ain't going to never be to live up to mama's standards. Her life a failure then. To be 40 years old and be a baby mama tired, it don't make no sense, you pushing the panic button. You done planned your whole life out to this point. Everything that surpassed your dream, and at 40, you gonna be a baby mama. It don't add up. I was born to be a mother. Well, why you ain't got some kids already? No, that lady on 19 and counting on the Dugard, she was born to be a mother. Some people born to be mothers. You gotta calm down. It's okay. If you don't have no kids, it's okay. But to be 40, your figure gonna struggle, baby. Don't do it to yourself. And if you could talk him into having a baby, talk him into marrying you first. A 40-year-old baby mama, that ain't nothing right there. Oh, I ain't trying to do all that.
There's hope.